Hey, it's been a minute. About to be with this man up here speaking right now.
Yo, what up, Gango?
Chilling, bro. Chilling, man. I mean, like, I know you one of the people that do not prioritize beauty over, you know what I'm saying, over yourself.
Oh, no. Hell no. What? What? there's a lot of beautiful women and there's only one me, King. Yeah, that's real talk, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. But you notice that a lot of men do that, and they wonder why a lot of women don't want them, because they sit there and prioritize them over the objective. You know what I'm saying? Over themselves. Women don't like that shit.
Well,
bro.
A lot of men, if you peel back the layers, man, a lot of men don't have self-respect. They don't love themselves. This is why they prioritize women over them. A man, the only priority that a man should have over himself is God. You know what I'm saying? That's the way that it should be. Your relation, your loyalty to God should supersede any other priority. A woman shouldn't even be third, fourth on your list. You know what I'm saying? That's me personally. So, you know, first is God, then is myself, making sure that I'm in order. Then is making sure my legacy is on track, you know, making sure I got shit to leave to my kids and pass on, you know, to my daughter. And then is my relationship with my children, and then is women. That's my order of hierarchy.
That's good. That's the way I live my life. Before, I ain't gonna lie, I was one of those dudes that did that. Thank you, Brian, for rejecting. Nikki, do you think in the chat, that does it turn women off, or most women off, when men prioritize them over themselves? In the chat, just a yes or no, in women's perspective. If you're there, because I know a lot of times they don't. Do you have any answer to that? True. Cool. Myself included, at one point I did that. And you know what? I did that because I was in a situation where I didn't want to lose my family, sniper. You get what I'm trying to say? And so I was trying everything possible to keep my family, when that wasn't the remedy that was needed to be used. So,
you know why you did that for 100? Because subconsciously in society, men are taught that whenever something is going wrong, and whenever something is falling apart, that the man is doing something wrong. So your natural reaction when you see your family falling apart around you is to say, I got to fix it. Because in the back of your mind, you're blaming yourself for the destruction of your family. And I'm here to tell you, bro, it ain't always the man's fault. It ain't always your fault. It's not always, not saying that sometimes it don't be brother's fault for their family falling apart, because that's absolutely true, right? Because I know people are going to try to argue that. But it's not always your fault. It's not always your fault. And as men, we wear ourselves thin, taking on the burden of everybody's actions. We blame ourselves for what our wives do, for what our kids do. We blame ourselves for what our family members do, and we try to correct everything. And I'm here to tell
that
you,
shit sounds sad.
People have their own autonomy. People make their own choices. People do their own things. As a man, the most you can do is try to correct it or intervene, but you don't have to wear the burden of saying, well, my wife cheated because I did this. My wife is unhappy because I did this. My wife is because I... No, maybe she's just a fucking unbearable bitch and you made a mistake by marrying her. What about that? You know what I'm saying? Maybe she's a cheater because she got some past traumas with her family that she didn't sort out, and she expresses herself through promiscuity. How the fuck is that your fault? Did you know her when she was 5, 6? You know what I'm saying? We got to stop carrying those burdens, man.
That shit sound crazy, crazy true. I ain't gonna lie. I was saying, thinking about that shit, but you really think about it, it's like, she could have seen the shit that her parents was going through, and at this point, you didn't recognize that, so she's fighting that, because she's seen that prior to dealing with you, and now you got to deal with it, and now you take it on and blame it on yourself, when that problem has always been there. You may have done some things, but that problem has always been there. That's what you're basically saying, right?
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying. That problem has always been there with that woman. She's just been able to hide it, but now she's comfortable enough to let that veil down because she felt like she got you locked in, and you sitting here blaming yourself. And women will absolutely manipulate the situation to their advantage and say, yeah, I know I'm not shit. I know that the problem is me, but I'm going to tell him that it's him because he's been taught through society to believe that everything that goes wrong in my life is his fault. So I'm going to utilize that to my advantage. Women do that shit all the time, bro.
Hey, I just want to say something, right? Like you said, women, I don't know what, but I know one thing, right? You in this house with this girl, but sometimes she always have to come out her mouth and disrespect you for no fucking reason. Sorry about the language. For no reason at all. And I be wondering, I'm like, damn, you trying to give the women the respect like they want or they deserve, right? Like that is, but you get one that just fucking disrespect you and you like, you're like, you want to, man. Did that ever happen to you? I'm sorry, man, but this is, man, shit. Irritates me. I'm sorry.
John, you going through some shit.
Nah, because every time a nigga talk, right, it's like you don't got nothing good to say. Really, you don't. Because if you did, you would have had a bigger crowd. Like, you ain't saying shit, so. When you're going off of what she said, and then the person just come and get at you, I'm like, what the fuck wrong with you? Ain't nobody ditched you.
That's on the app?
What are you talking about, your life? Nah, in the app. You see, I don't go through this in life. Like, I'm like, yo.
I don't you know. Have my... So let me ask you something, bro. Like, you see the title, right, Brother Gregory?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I took you off. My bad. My bad on that.
I don't
that.
Know why people, y'all really do that a lot. Y'all come in here and don't get the title. Y'all just come to ask from another room. I'm thinking, what the fuck? The title says, how can we teach men how to prioritize themselves over beauty? Is that a man?
Beauty of what? Beauty of a woman, right? I think that's going to be hard.
So? Like,
yeah.
Like,
okay, because I know that's going to be hard because that's all we look for. Be false of that because that's what I do. I go look for the prettiest, and that's the ones that be the nastiest, like on some real shit. And I know when they talk about a girl who doesn't wear makeup. Yeah, sometimes she might have something bad with her, but I don't know, dog. Only thing I can say, yeah, I do look for beauty, and that be fucking me up. That fucks up. I don't know if that about everybody else, but that fucks up. It fucks me up. Because I'm not looking at the inequalities, her hair or how she writes or how she reads a poem or reads or whatever. Only look at the beauty, and that shit fucks me up. And to find out that's the wrong one you're looking for. But somehow her beauty catches me. But in your mind and what other people telling you, yo, that's the wrong one. But then again, I get hurt from what she done to me because I was caught up in the wrong thing, the beauty, and not the other stuff. So it happens.
You know, I don't know where these people's dads are, but boys need to be grown into being men. And as a grown-ass man, if you are allowing the optics to lead you astray from what is fundamentally important towards a legacy that you're building and probably going to want to protect, then I think that was a failure before you became a man. Like, that's supposed to be grooming that happens as a child, where your parents explain to you, like, you know, don't fall for them sweet nothings, and every cookie ain't, you know, every keep your hands out the cookie jar, you know, all the glitter ain't gold. You know, these are the things your parents tell you at a very young age, where it's like, you need to don't believe the hype. Like, I don't understand. Like, and I know that we live in a world where everybody didn't have parents, but we got to stop letting people go out into society, because it's just not parents. It's society too. Y'all promote this stuff. Y'all promote beauty over brains. Y'all promote brawniness over integrity and morale. Y'all don't have no sense of value outside of what society be telling y'all to do. And that's why y'all so confused about what the fuck you supposed to be doing, or why your life is in shambles, because society governs everything you do and not your fundamental core values.
Well, okay. Sniper, you want to say something, Sniper? I can't say I disagree with that. Social media has become the parental figure for men and women, but kids nowadays. And so you go through your social media and all you see is beautiful women getting, all you see is beautiful women getting respect and likes and all types of stuff like that. In your mind, you're going to pray. You're going to do the same thing everyone else is doing, praising that woman. So when you finally get a woman, she may be beautiful, you're going to prioritize that, her, over yourself, when she prioritized you, having prioritizing your life before her and sticking to that. Do you agree or disagree with that, Denise?
No, I think if you're a nonconformist, you're a nonconformist. I'm somebody who's always... You know, when I went out into society and I'm like, damn, I don't want to act like this. Well, why are the dumb people getting all the attention? Or why are the girls who be sucking dick on the sixth floor? Why the hoes get all the love? You know what I'm saying? Why the bad men, the game bangers, why everybody think they so cool, right? And then and then what ended up happening is I told myself, like, hold up. These people are being celebrated for the wrong reason. These people are literally... This is infamous, right? Which means you're famous, but for bad things, right? You got attention. All attention is not good attention. I never believed that hype. And I've always understood 1 + 1 = 2. So I don't give a fuck what the world has been doing or who's been getting the attention. I'm a nonconformist. I purposely don't keep up with the Joneses. Whenever a TV show comes out, I'm the last one to watch it. Why? Because I don't want society governing what I do. I believe in nature, not nurture. And a lot of people think that they're doing things out of their natural selves. But in reality, society has nurtured you into everything you think, feel, and say. And that's a fact. But I gotta go. I just wanted to come and interrupt your stage because, you know, I know there's not going to be a lot of common sense spoken. You know, and I know that this is going to be...
How did you interrupt it? You didn't interrupt it. What do you mean?
No, I know. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, I just, you know, I'm about to leave because I don't really, you know, have nothing else to say. And I'm going to be honest. These 4 or 5 hour conversations, they're really like 10-minute conversations. You see how I just went through that whole thing?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Boom. Done.
So let me ask you a question. Were you raised by your mother and father?
Yes, I was.
Both in the household? Same time?
Yeah. Absolutely, yep. My dad and my married.
So
yeah.
you don't think that that's what speaks to it? Because people that conform most likely didn't have a certain type of guidance in their life, so they're more prone to conform to something else.
I don't know why y'all picked up that black and white narrative, and I'd be laughing.
That's the truth.
No, okay. Well, you know what? I'm gonna say this.
Do you know why it's true?
Tell me why. Because
you know,
you asked
because
me a question.
A lot of people.
You asked
well,
me a question.
You negate it. You say you don't know why we think it. You're coming in hot.
Statistically speaking, I know you said a lot of men who are in jail were raised by single moms. That's the truth, right? From what we hear, the single parent families is like the ultimate failure. I'm sorry that I've seen single parent homes. I've seen single parent fathers, single moms, it's not black and white. You know, statistically, if that's the end result, then I can concede to that. And I'm cool with that, right? But that also has a lot to do with poverty and social environmental factors. These are not fundamental attribution things, right? You can't just say, you know what, single parent household, you're doomed. And what I do love, though, right? I love you blacks so much. You know, you blacks, I love that we no longer have to wait for the white people to say things about us. You know, us blacks, we're strong. We're empowered. We say it about ourselves. See, this is the thing. You know, everything white people do to us, we got to switch it. And we got to take ownership of it. So, you know, when they was calling us a nigger, we had to change that to a nigger. And when they said that the single black mom is literally the detriment and she's just out here buying lobster and crab legs, you know, we had to change that and we had to, you know, make sure it was true for us. So I love that we are not responsible for the image that we create, the stigmas. I love that, you know, and I hope that our community survives it in the end. You know, that's all I can say.
We survive. We survive even more crazier things than that. So we're going to survive. I think right now we had a time we're correcting a whole lot of things. So things got to get worse before they get better. What you going to say, Spike?
No, I was gonna be like, it's gonna take a lot to take black people out. We like roaches. You can't get rid of us. We just gonna, you know what I'm saying? If we survive shadow slavery in America, there's not much we not gonna withstand. So.
Oh, when I said survive, I didn't mean that that way. I didn't mean it that way. We definitely survive. Yeah, we practically can survive chemical warfare. Like, let's be honest, right? But when I say black people are gonna survive, you do understand that as a nation, we are going to dissipate, right? That's why you're going to start seeing the more interracial relationships. You're going to start seeing people like divestors. Like, yeah, so that's what I mean by surviving. Are we surviving if our genetics are not staying foolproof? Are we really surviving? You know, because them white people, they know about genetic survival. Francis Crest Westland talked about that. They actually know about genetic survival and keeping their genes, like, stuck to this planet. But us, oh, we fucked. It's about to be a mixed race, a world full of mixed race. So that black shit, you might as well throw it out. We don't even got to be black no more. Let's just be Americans. Fuck it. Let's just be Americans. Let's throw out the black part. Let's just be Americans so that we can get rid of, you know, the barriers that are stopping us from actually enjoying our lives, right? You know, I think that if we weren't black, then we wouldn't have problems, you know? So I think we should just get rid of being black and let's not pretend that we're black. Like, let's all just turn into coons. Let's interracially date. Let's get rid of the black part of us, because if we do, then that means that we'll actually be treated better and be treated fairly. Join the military. You're not black. Hold on. Join the military. You're not black when you join the military. Join the Navy. You're not black when you join the Navy. You know what I'm saying? When you join the Marines, you're not black no more. You're an American. All right?
So what's the name of the black nation?
You know, the Nation of Freedmen? Yeah, the Nation of Freedmen, what are you talking about? People.
Is that the name of it?
Well, I mean, Nigeria.
People have different names.
Technically, Nigeria, because it's named after the Niger River, and Niger historically means black.
So we Nigerians?
No, we're not. I was just answering your question.
So, no, what's
we're
the nation?
She said, she
said that we have to get rid of the black nation. So I'm asking,
that's
what
not
is
what
the
I
name?
Said. That's not what I said.
You said you just went on a whole ride about getting rid of it.
I didn't, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said, let's remove ourselves from being black. What I said was, let's take ourselves away from being black. Sir, if you want me to clarify, I can give you clarity. But if you don't want clarity in the narrative that you're
trying to, hey, just wait, Denise. Wait. Just repeat what you said so we can have a good dialogue.
I'm trying to repeat it for him.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Mark, what I'm saying is that, you know, some people operate outside of being black. And you can hear them when they speak.
What I have an issue with at all. I know I heard all of that. What I want to know is, what is the name of the black nation that you was talking about?
Bro, I'm not trying to go into a history lesson. You want to call them the 13 tribes of Israel? I don't. What do you want? What? 13 tribes of Judah? Like, what do you want from me? What the fuck?
I don't know what's funny.
To name the nation?
Because
that is a good question, because like, I was going to say that we don't have a nation.
Is the right conversation? Like, what are you doing?
No. What are you, like, what is
all right,
you
okay?
Freeman.
You're not being nice.
Blacks are Nigerian.
It doesn't matter. What I'm saying, so the point is, right, is that you talked about the Black nation. Now, where else in the world, in America, do they know what the name? So how you got a nation and nobody don't know the name of it? Because you don't have a nation. That's the reason why.
We're not a nation.
We're not, exactly. That's why.
Well, you're trying
point.
To have a, like, so, a well, deep conversation. Like, y'all are slow. Y'all got...
Why do you want to have a surface-based
it's
conversation?
It's not about that,
you're,
Ye,
you're
but it's
deep
about
deep,
him changing the conversation, right? Number one, Black people are not recognized as a nation. Number one,
talking?
We don't have our own land, right? That's actually the biggest problem when it comes to Black people.
Allow him to make his point, though, Denise.
Yeah, make your point and respond to my point after, please, because I'm going to turn my mic down while you make this point. That's irrelevant to what I actually said.
Yeah. Got some. Whew, okay. So there is no Black nation, right? So what you're talking about, like, there is some type of division. How is that even possible when there is no nation?
Oh, you cooking. Because it's like, bro, we already know, but for real,
Denise, just have a conversation. Well, just had a conversation. You always talk about conversations that we have is not on your IQ level. But this is actually a conversation that is,
but
and you want to turn it
but
down.
But, yeah, read the room, right? Yeah, that's like you coming to me. And I know sometimes we'll speak in private about certain things, so I won't really do too much in terms of, like, the wavelength, right? But... that's like, when we have conversations, he's like, the nation, Black people don't, like, bro, they gotta learn how to compartmentalize conversations. We can have a conversation about Black people having a fucking identity crisis, or the crisis of the Negro intellectual. We can have a conversation about that, but that's not what this was, yay. This was how we get Black men to understand how to prioritize things correctly so that they can be able to have successful legacies and make sure that they're protected even in their absence. He want to talk about how Black people is not a nation. Like, he's just ridiculous. Like, what?
Well, Merck was in a place for about 10 years, and he had to, you know, he's a different person.
Okay, well, that makes more sense.
Yeah, he's a little
more.
Yeah.
No, I got him.
Right, he's a little more
institutional. I think I've seen him around before, too. Yeah. He cool, though.
Yeah, he's from my area, and he's Orange and stuff like that, but He's a real one, though. You know what I'm saying? He's been in it with the, I can't say the best of them, but, you know, the best of them would have come down the street shit. So, he went in there for a while, came back out, and, you know,
The crazy part is he probably got mad knowledge for real. But, you know, knowledge is power unless you can convince other people of that information. So, I mean, that's where the Black man really has to understand. And it goes back to the title. They got so much knowledge, but they're not using the knowledge, and they don't know how to weaponize it.
Well, he was trying to share it to you. You got this very competitive spirit today, and I don't think anyone tried to challenge you. I just think you want to have a conversation. I don't know if you want to troll today or you.
That's the thing, Ye. Like, we really miss social cues for a lot of shit. Because did you hear what I was saying? Join the military. You don't gotta be Black no more. You know what I'm saying? Do this. You don't gotta be Black no more. You can tell I'm speaking to a very coonish part of our community.
Mm-hmm.
Get me? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get it.
Shit be crazy out here.
So everybody can't respond to certain things. They all could just like a disagree or agree.
It's exactly. It's just, yeah.
Yeah,
but I think I've been in rooms of Merck before, though. Maybe not on this page. I think I have him on his other page. You just don't realize it's me. But he be cooking. It's just like, bro, you got to start setting your pearls before swine. Because niggas ain't really ready to hear certain messages. And that's just what it is. That's why you got to keep things on the surface level, because these niggas slow.
Yeah, he was mad at me and shit like that, because he from my area in Jersey and shit like that. He like, yo, bro, I know you for real. The shit that you let go on in these rooms and stuff like that, that ain't even you. I said, nigga, this is the app, bro. Like, this is.
How you saying you let it go on? It's just an app. What you supposed to do?
I mean, sometimes people be taking. I came with this bitch for entertainment after a while. and I let people be entertaining. So I'm like, yo, bro, you can't. I'm not going to say I can't do certain things people all do in real life. Like, why are you tripping, bro? Like,
you know what I'm saying? Before, like, you know, maybe you may have had like curated a certain environment in your room, but I think you caught on to the fact that you can't just align yourself on Clubhouse because some people do have different morals that really don't align with who you are, and that's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with you doing that, but I think on the other end, for him to be like, the shit that she be letting go on, it's like, nah, that's not even you right now. You just be letting these adults be the dysfunctional fucking adults they are, and you just...
That's all.
And you just leave, you let them do it. What the fuck you supposed to do? Wag your head at them.
Hello. I be saying that. I promise you, I be like, yo, man, this is the way people want to have a conversation.
But it's true, though, like, you know, bad association does spoil good habits. So, and that's even, that's biblical, right? Like, so I get, like, if your brethren see you and they're like, bro, like, you, what are you doing? You know, like, I see it a little bit, you know? Oh, you didn't like that one, huh?
not my back. I just came out, stepped down the stairs, like, the top of my back started yesterday. I was trying to crank something down, but my body was angled the wrong way.
You had an old nigga moment, that's all.
Fuck out of here. Yeah, my body was... It was like I was sleeping at the other day, it wasn't real comfortable. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? I was somewhere. And then I didn't stretch, and then I turned. I was trying to crank down this truck I got. So it's a certain way that you... It's a certain way they're supposed to drop it, so when I scoot under it, it'll lift, it'll rise the legs off of the ground. But these motherfuckers didn't do that. So now I try to fight it, and I just, all I do is take one disposition and then kick, fuck it all up. And that's what happened.
That nigga came down the stairs like, ah, my back. My back.
What's going on, y'all? What's up, V? What's up, Rico?
Tell that nigga Rico come up here so he could get on his light skinned Nelson Mandela shit. Nigga Rico out here with you.
Not too much on light skinned people.
I've had it with you colors.
My nigga Rico was out here trying to save
some mothers.
Oh, Rico here, I'm leaving. I gotta go. Bye.
That's wild.
Wait, what?
No, that's my girlfriend. Not my girlie.
That nigga Rico was trying to save the baby mothers for like a whole month.
Rico's a good guy, man.
I think the only black men we can protect are light-skinned black men.
Not her being so beautiful. She don't got those shiny lips.
I only want the pus-colored black men.
Serious.
Period, Rico.
I'm serious. Them lips was serious. She had to take that picture down, though. But anyway, what we talking about, Ye?
Everything. Except the title.
Yeah, was talking about you. Ray was talking shit about you, Rico, before you came in here.
That's all right. I'm used to it. I'm used to people on the app.
We got replays. But listen, that's all I can say to that, nigga. How can we teach men how to prioritize themselves over beauty?
You mean over beautiful women? Over beautiful women?
Mm-hmm. Niggas lose their mind over beauty. Like, I tell, like I was saying earlier, a woman respects you if you prioritize yourself and what you have going on over her. You know what I'm trying to say? Once she feels though that you she's your everything and you can't concentrate or live without it, more than likely she don't want to deal with
you. I think men that are accustomed to having or being around beautiful women, that's not an issue. Because the truth of the matter is, men that have experience with these type of women, they could care less. Women really are just like any, meeny, miny, mo. They really don't see. I think those men then use other things to begin to separate what woman they want. You know what I'm saying? Personalities, character, what they do for a living, you know, all these things. But I think to some men, all depends on the men. Beauty, you know, beautiful women just become like any, you know, any other thing. I think that some men, a lot of men get what they want, they desire, but then they can't deal with it. They become a prisoner of the woman that they selected, meaning now they went so hard for it and they got it. And now their insecurities begin to take form and shape because now They don't want her around certain men. They don't want her to do certain things. And now it becomes a problem. But like you said, this thing about you're right. Once men become, they prioritize, they successful, and they moving. And I don't think women don't want men to prioritize them. I think women don't want men to just prioritize pussy. Like, if sex is your main driving focus, if women takes up most of your day, then they know pretty much the same way you got me, you'll be hyper-focused on another woman. So because you're not disciplining yourself as a man, that I can't trust you just to be with me either. So I think women understand that men that always try to get women, that they're just a part of their makeup.
That boy spitting. Let him cook.
This guy. This guy.
Not really. I agree with very little of what Rico says all the time. Maybe like, yeah, like 40% of what Rico says I agree with. The last little bit I agree with. But, you know, me and Rico was coming from a different place. You know what I mean? Rico was trying to save the single mothers. I'm not. Rico want to save Rico want to save the big joints. I don't. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, men be able to stay whoever they want if they prioritize themselves first and got to where they needed to be. You know what I'm saying? Not be, you know what I'm saying, broken down and all type of shit like that. And listen, I'm only speaking from my experience. I had it all fucked up.
That's a fact. I told you what my hierarchy is, man, of my priorities, man. God, myself, my last name / legacy, and then my children, and then women.
But the whole thing is you can't. Men can prioritize stuff all they want to. Women ultimately decide what men they allow that they're around. So no matter what the man does, if he's not solidified, he doesn't have his business together, he don't have his money situation together, he don't have whatever, that woman ultimately, if she let a guy that's unstable, then I get a credit to the guy. Because at the end of the day, he was able to use minimal effort and what he had and work his way in. So imagine like me, like being able to like to be just as solidified as a guy that was like prominent in whatever he did. Like the fact that she would use the same scale that I would have just as much as opportunity as him, that would speak more volumes to who she is versus to who those men are.
You know, I was going to say certain things are subjective. That when people say they have reached certain heights and stuff like that, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? A woman could think that a man having a good job is them prioritizing stuff. A woman could think that a man having a business is good and prioritizing. You know what I'm saying? It's subjective to me. You know what I'm saying? But ultimately, you're still building yourself to where she has some type of ultimate respect for you. And men, a lot of men don't do that.
Yeah, sorry, but I'm pretty sure V, she's a woman on this stage, a beautiful woman. She's probably, but I'm pretty sure like a lot of women can attest that a lot of men that are super successful, they pompous. They pompous in the way that they think. They're self-centered assholes. And a lot of women don't want to deal with that either. So I'm not going to sit here and say just because you are a man and you got all your ducks lined up that you're going to be the best candidate for the women. After all, there's still metrics that we have to discuss. Being charismatic, personality, thoughtfulness, kindness, doing all these things. So a man that typically that can be at a certain height, he can be dismissive of that woman. She could expect him to call her at a certain time, and he can be like, oh, like, fuck that. Or he can be like, oh, I'm late and don't apologize, because he just feels like at that time, like you should be running behind me. And so I think just because you're successful or you do something in life, that don't necessarily make you the best catch. Not for that woman. To me, a lower level man who prioritizes her more than he does, in my personal opinion, that may be a better way for her to go, just to say that I'm dating such and such because he's at this certain level.
I would say that for men, when it comes down to it, they do need to have their, you know, their ducks in order, with or without, you know what I'm saying, a woman's validation. You know what I'm saying? And even I will say that to Rico's point, because you can have a lot of money, but that's not going to get you the girls. It may get you the attention, but you ain't going really. It's not what it seems like. A lot of niggas think that, you know, you get the money and then, you know what I'm saying, like you up on this status that, you know, you just about to go ahead and be groovy with the girls. Nah. But what it can do though, it can give you access to some mentors that know exactly what the fuck they're doing to teach your ass. Because a lot of these niggas are not charismatic. A lot of these niggas don't know how to go ahead and just have a normal conversation. A lot of guys don't invest in mentors. And me, my mentor was, you know what I'm saying, the men that was around me. Some niggas don't really have men around them that's really, like, you know, savvy with women or anything like that. So they may need to go ahead and pay for this shit. It ain't nothing wrong with it. That's what Kevin Samuels was, really, was an image consultant. Like, you would pay that nigga to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, to amplify your image, you know what I'm saying, on how you, you know, how you would look in the marketplace. There's many image consultants too.
Yeah, I say he was an image consultant, yeah.
Yeah, he was just an image consultant. So it's like, you know, like, that's why they're there, you know, they're there for it. If you don't have those type of skills, if you didn't learn them from your childhood or anything like that, ain't nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, like, paying somebody, you know, to, you know what I'm saying, to get you better at that. So it can give you access to resources that you may not have once you're broke, because you're over here looking like, oh shit, nigga, I gotta be like this Red Pull nigga, I gotta be like this nigga on fucking YouTube. And a lot of these niggas, they not getting those results either.
But why should
at what age, fellas, do you think that a man should be able to have honed this skill?
Honed this skill, what you mean?
Of being able to prioritize himself and just be able to ignore everything else until he gets himself situated. At what age? You get what I'm saying?
To hone the skill, like, to for them.
It's a skill to prioritize yourself and cut everything else out. You don't think so? That's a skill.
No. I agree. I would say definitely by the time that they're able to go ahead and do adult things. So that would be between the ages of 17, 18. Or in the 20s.
I don't agree with that, because I'm going to be honest, at 25, 20 years old, you're a walking hormone. You just, everything you look at make you hard. You just walking around. I'm going to be honest. Ain't these young men, they're in a party phase of their life. They whole thing is like, this is the fun time of my life. A lot of them men don't have no real stable incomes. It's a few of them that do. They don't have no really credit, no nothing. You know, people be saying, well, you marry. They're going to marry and take her where? They're going to solidify her where? These men are traveling. They're having fun. They're having these guy trips. And so I would say, you know, once you get stabled in what you think your career choice is going to be, whatever you do for a living, and you start to get out of that phase of just a fat ass and, you know, nice face moves you, whenever that happens for you, and it takes some time. I'm not saying that it never stops. What I mean is, men gonna always like attractive women. I think the caveat to this is that the sole reason that you're choosing her instead of using other metrics to see where are you, what do you need in a partner, and how can y'all benefit each other? If it's all gonna be driven by your lustful nature, I think you're gonna have a hard time.
So I do agree with what you said, but I guess the question was, when do we think they should? Yeah, in your 20s, of course you're going, you know, I mean, that's self-explanatory. We already know, like, these niggas, you know what I'm saying, they're going to go ahead and have their fun and everything like that. But I think even with that there should be some guidance. Because even right in your 20s, you may not be thinking about, all right, cool, how to establish your life. But you should have at least a pathway that you're following to where that by the time you are 30, by the time that you're, like right now, man, my brother 22, I already got started with him by the time he was 18. You know, I'm getting his first credit card and establishing his credit. I ain't even established my own credit till I was like 28, bro. I didn't even have my first credit card ever since I was 28, bro. So, like, you know, there's, like, certain things, you know, like, and again, that's why male, mentors and, you know, being around men, you know what I'm saying, who are established is very important. Because even if when you are having fun and you are going out there doing your thing, you're traveling, you know, you don't have no care in the world per se, you know what I'm saying, in your early 20s, you have a reference that you can, that they can go back to. You have a reference to where it's like, all right, cool. Like, you know, you can go and be like, all right, big homie Rico, like, you know, what's, you know, how do I do this? How can I go ahead and make money now? Because there's going to come a point within all of that there. And it's already happening right now where the girls, you know what I'm saying, they coming out they damn mouths at their early 20s, talk about, you know, like, you ain't making that much money and everything like that. Now, we obviously know that that's not going to stop them from fucking the guy that they're going to fuck anyway, because a lot of them are not established, you know what I'm saying, financially. But it's still going to be in their mind and be like, all right, cool. How do I go ahead? Like, what is my purpose? How do I go ahead and make money as a man? Like, what should I be doing so I can establish myself by the time I'm 30? I don't have to play catch up. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, gentlemen, this is a really good topic. Shout out to everybody in the room, man. What's going on, ladies and gents? I think it's a really good topic. To C's point, if I may, I believe there should be more responsibility held on the individuals that are in the elder position. What I mean by that is, I understand we live in a society right now, because I'm assuming this is more hypothetical than anything else, but the society that we live in right now, I understand where Rico's coming from. You know, guys are like, oh, in their 20s, they're just raging hormone centers. Of sure, of course. But there is, but we do have control over that. We absolutely do. And I feel like if we created a culture within our environment, especially in our own community, that if you are not going to be allowed to engage in this type of behavior, or you will be shamed for it until you have your shit in order, until you have your shit together, okay? Because the shaming tactic has been working for generations, and I believe that we can use that in a way to help develop and push a lot, especially a lot of our guys, in the right direction when it comes to making sure that they're in a position to be able to not only provide for themselves, but even provide for their potential mates, if you will. So I think that if we were to curb a lot of the culture that we have now and kind of get away from the fact that, like, you know, guys are going to be guys or girls are going to be girls, I think we could potentially make a difference into what the topic's talking about.
But what I'm saying is, we see this with younger athletes that get these big contracts. And these guys levy their resources to get the woman that they could have never got before, because now the money opens them up to the idea that I can get a woman. Nobody tells young men. We're talking about young men that don't have it. What about young men that are getting to it? Even if you come out of college and you go into tech, those men then only know to throw dog whistles, to have on the right watch, the right car. And women, I hate to say it, they're predatorial in the sense that they know what money looks like and who has it and where to go get it. So this whole idea that those men are using some type of philosophical idea that I'm looking for a wife, or I'm looking for a woman that's going to help build my empire versus take from my empire, is kind of far stretched, because young men in particular, their animalistic nature is just what it is. And I hear what you're saying, Thomas, but me trying to have the power over like, unless it's your dad, having the power over the young man lustful nature is a tall order. Me telling young men that seeing a particular woman that does something to them when they see her, hey man, you need to relax, chill, bro. It's more to women than just this. You need to be. I get it. I think that is only going to run its course when that young man sees that it's been a detriment to him and he needs to have a change of course of action within himself. You know, the young men that have that kind of money, that's able to move in these places like this, they're going to continue to do that because they know the money allows them to be around women they wouldn't have access to otherwise.
No, I mean, I agree with you. I hear what you were saying, man. I think one of the things that I find interesting is that when you talked about some of these girls being predatory and a lot of these entertainers that get the bag early, you know, they didn't really have the guidance. They're just going to sit there and splurge. I can relate to that. I understand how that feels. But my whole aspect to it is this. When it comes to nature, we understand that, you know, we already discussed a little bit about a man's nature. Do you think, Rico, I don't know if you have kids or whatever, like if you had a daughter, would you want your daughter to, you know, be attracted to or go after dudes that do not have any resources? Because I don't think it's, I think it's natural for women to want a man with resources. Now, there's extremes to all aspects of things, but there's extremes to it when you talk about gold diggers, et cetera, but I think women in general, I don't think there's anything wrong with it for them to be attracted to resources. So, you know, when these kids that we know about them, the guys that get these rap deals or, you know, sports contracts, et cetera, they ain't never had shit in their lives. And all of a sudden they're like, you know, slammed with tons and tons of opportunities, especially from the opposite sex, that they wouldn't have had naturally. And the first thing that they want to do is, you know, engage in things that they weren't able to get originally. So I think if we had a little bit more stewardship, and then when it comes to a lot of this stuff, that we can kind of cartel and negate. Yes, it is a tall order, my brother. It is. It's a, listen, it's like trying to skate uphill. It's rough, but I hear where you're coming from.
No, I do have a daughter. I do have a daughter. And I totally agree that women should go for men that can, that have resources that, or that's financially stable. I think that, to me, my personal opinion, it's not the totality of the pie of the person. Your money, your job, your career, it's not the totality. I think the problem is when you put too much emphasis on that piece of the pie. That's one slice of the pie. Now, is he a good man? Does he treat you fairly? Does he respect you? Does he honor you? Is he a man of his word? What is his background? Who is his mama? Who is his daddy? What's his intentionality? Is his intentions to make you an honorable woman? I have to look at more than one facet of this pie to be able to make this point. But for me to say that this man earns $125,000 and this man earns $60,000, if this man, to me, if I can talk to this young man, I can see that he's more respectful in my particular, then I would relate it to my daughter. I don't think that because a person does well, we tend to automatically make them good people. This is just my personal opinion. A lot of women, not all, but younger women see just the opportunity. They don't see the downside that you also become dismissible. You can also become easily moved to the side, because the truth is the matter is that these resources allow me to have a lot of use. They really do. And so you may get the things that you want, the trips, the handbags. If that's your thing, then cool. You're doing great. But if you want sometimes that romantic interaction all the time, that you just want to be the only one, or you want to like kind of, those things may not be the same way you want it with that particular man. I'm not saying that all wealthy men are like this. I'm just saying that we cannot be naive that a lot of these other men, they're never going to make this woman their only woman.
Yeah, I do it on my best substance.
No, it's okay. See, you go.
I mean, I was going to go ahead and actually add to that. I mean, in reverse, right? If you had a son, or just maybe again, like with my brother, what I'm teaching him to do is go ahead and being the best, you know, valuable man that he can be, so that he can have this choice of who he wants. Because he already knows, like, he's going to law school. He's going to be a lawyer. So he already picked a profession to where it's like, you know, he's going to make great money, you know, based on the network that, you know, he's going to go ahead and be in and doing what he needs to do now, you know, so he can set himself for that. So that's where I come in, and I'm telling him, because I'm also in tech and I already know, like, they see all the flashy shit and everything like that. But, you know, I can kind of, you know, scope out which ones are the gold diggers, which ones is, you know, like real and not real. And plus, he has a good foundation with his family, you know, with his mom and dad and me with him. And then, you know, the men that's around him. So it's going to be hard for a lady who thinks, you know, she's about to catch a quick lick, or thinking that he's just like a freebie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we kind of have his back. And that's what I was saying to your point, that that's why it's very important that men be in community with men who are at, you know, at the same stature, but also as well, like, there's a type of the qualities that they have and the personalities and the traits that they have, to where it's like, all right, cool. We know that we get a lot of women. That doesn't mean we got to keep a lot of women, and that we can go ahead and actually, you know, pick the ones that we want based on what we want. A lot of these guys only choose what they can. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, that's what I'm telling him too. It's like, yo, bro, understand, you know, in your 20s, you can make mistakes to to where it's like, you know, you can get a girl pregnant and everything like that. So while you out there, just be careful doing what you're doing. And also as well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm kind of guiding him in the things that I wish that I knew growing up so that he can go ahead and make the best valuable option.
B, you got an open mic, B. Getting a lot of feedback. I don't know. It might mute her. Mute her mic. Want to say something?
Oh yeah, I wanted to speak to the nature part that Thomas said, which I don't agree with completely. If you think about when we're in our purest forms of loving each other, it's not really about money. So I wouldn't say that women are naturally attracted to resources. At a pure point, we're attracted to natural things in the opposite sex, like maybe the aggression, maybe the charm, maybe the charisma, maybe the fact that you know, the sense of humor. We're attracted to regular things. But I think society has taught women that you need to be attracted to the resources. If we were more focused on just building together, the resources aren't really a factor. When I've known people who have been together since, oh, this is my first love, you know, the high school thing, that doesn't happen anymore. But people used to get married at those ages and they used to fall in love with each other. And one dentist I worked for, he was married to an eye doctor, but they got married in high school and they went through school together. She became an eye doctor, he became a dentist. And then they got the resources and whatever. And then they're married and they stood together. But if that man was to go out back into the dating world, now, yes, there would be women who are attracted to that. But I don't think that's natural. I think that is logical. I think women had to learn to do that. Because naturally, in high school, I was attracted to a damn bum. He ain't had no money. And I loved him because we were stupid. But it was the natural things about him that I was attracted to. Now, if we had morals and a community behind us driving us to marriage, we would have got married. We probably would have built together and then he would have acquired his resources. But I was already naturally wanting and loving him.
I think that's a good point. But the point that I was making,
won't do that now.
I won't jump out the window and say that sure it's won't. Not about money. But here, when I say resources is more than just again, economics. It's the ability to be able to protect and provide as well. So a person that does not have the resources is probably going to fail in those categories as well. This is why resources are very important when it comes to, you know, being in a sustaining relationship. So when a young lady is looking for a guy, I'm not necessarily looking at it from the perspective of, oh, he has tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm looking at it from the perspective, because again, we want to go back down the corridors of time, you know. We understand as human beings that we're going to deal with what we can get. Everybody's not going to be privy to being with a king or a queen or a prince that can give them a certain lifestyle and take them out of poverty and mediocrity. Now, would those women desire that? A lot of them probably would. Are there some girls out there to be like, you know what? I'm just like Jasmine from Aladdin. I will get with a street rat because I just love the nigga. Sure. But there is large swaths of not just in the U.S., other places as well, that resources are very important in order to be able to have a sustaining existence in today's society in general. But I mean, I think the emotion, like you talked about the other attributes, like, you know, being able to, like the level of personality he might have, he might be funny, he might, you know, have other attributes, and that's fine. This is why you see guys that are broke as fuck. I've seen it when I was coming up in college, broke as fuck, being able to smash chicks. They had all the other attributes. He was broke as fuck. I'll never forget, I had a roommate. He was a roommate technically, but he lived in our fucking closet. And we had one of those little closets that kind of, you know, like a storage closet or whatever. He lived in that bitch and he was smashing chicks in a fucking hole in the wall. Okay. He was broke as fuck. We were covering his rent. You know what I'm saying? But when we went out, he was pulling them. You know what I'm saying? Now he couldn't retain any of them. He could attain them, but he couldn't retain any of them. Okay.
They ain't want no more for him. So
I want
Pure had her hand up, you know. Get ahead, Pure. I wanted to speak for him, get everybody a chance to speak. But yeah, they didn't want nothing for him. They just wanted to get pounced. That was it.
They wanted to get what?
They just wanted to get banged on, that's all. They just wanted to get pounded. They didn't want nothing more, so it was easy for them to get that booty inside of the closet.
Funny. Yeah, I think that it kind of goes in stages. You know, when we're young, when we're in high school, oh, he cute. You know what I'm saying? I want to be with him. He cute. But then as you progress, especially if you go to college or if you have your own business or whatever, you know, you want to know what that you know, about that brain do, right? Not about getting brain, but what does that brain do? Right. And so we are looking for men to be resourceful, to have resources, because we're working on getting our own resources. Right. And that doesn't, you don't got to be white collar, blue collar, some kind of collar. Right. As long as you're working towards some goals to be able to build with me. So he's right. We are looking for that. But, you know, when you juxtapose the guy is making six figures to the one that's making, you know, 60,000, like he said, right? That dude that's making six figures or, you know, got the bag, as you say, can be whooping your ass from pillar to post, while the guy that's making $60 is treating you like a queen, you know, so... That's where getting to know someone comes in, right? And who are his people and all of these things, you know, that the old schoolers, you know, when you tell your mom or your people, you know, that you met somebody, they're like, well, who is people? Especially if you grew up in the same town, because they don't know who your people are and this, that, and the third, right? That's how I found out that some of my family members was gangsters. But anyway, I mean, real hardcore gangsters is what they was known for, right? Anyway, I just wanted to say this on the land, because I do enjoy just listening to the men having a safe space to talk without. I'm just here to listen for the most part. But when you think about building, a man building, right? The way that the white people do it. When their kids is born, they pull out a life insurance policy. And it's a particular type of life insurance policy that when they graduate from high school, if that kid don't go to college, either they take that life insurance policy, they either pay for their college or they keep it in there till the kid graduates from college. And then when that kid graduates from college, they cash it in and that kid got a car and a home. Right. And so when we talk about when do we prioritize themselves over beauty? It's before they even born. As soon as you know she's pregnant, you got to start planning. Right. And then as you are planning, you are instilling in him, you know, when you're talking about the football at the kitchen table and then you have the money conversation. Right. And so when you make that a way of life, it's just something that they are, not something that they become. I'm going to land there. I'm not going to go on too long. Does that make sense?
I will stick. It makes a lot of sense. I agree with it. I agree with it. But most men won't agree with it because they're going to say, well, reality is when they turn 20 years old, they're not going to think about certain things. Hormones can be raging. And I think it should start from young and they will decide then. But it does help for men that prioritize themselves. It helps for mental and emotional health, say physical health, better relationship, personal growth, and set an example. You know what I'm saying? By prioritizing your own well-being, men can set a positive example for other, including family, friends, and children about importance and self-care and balance of life overall. When you prioritize oneself, it's not about being selfish. That's one thing. It's really about ensuring that one is in a good place physically, emotionally, and mentally, which in turn
allows you to have a fuller and more, to me, a more engaged life. Like, you understand what I'm saying? You can do more. You can. It's a whole lot can go into why you should make sure that you prioritize yourself. But one thing, somebody's not going to believe anything you say if you try to give them any type of advice. If you didn't have certain things for yourself, so by prioritizing yourself, you already built that, and they can take you serious. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
but Do you agree with that or disagree?
I agree, but I think we overstep in the point that C made. And the point that C made, I think, was important, the most important point I heard. You and I think that what Substance was talking about, my daughter, no one said sons. Even Pure just said, oh, when you do get her pregnant, why is pregnancy even on the table? And I think with young man, and I think C made a great point, because me as a young man, we always attribute our masculinity to women. How many more women we can get? How many more women? Older men, for the most part, don't tell younger men that that's not important. That women are not important right now in your life. That should be the least thing on your mind, is worrying about what woman. We do not say that. They chalk it up to the board. They try to cover and hold their daughters, but they push their sons out to go to the world. So this whole thing, like C said, if we had more men, I think, like, even when I was young, and I know you, Ye, that we didn't think getting women was an accomplishment, because that shit ain't really serve us no good. It didn't do anything good for us in our life. It didn't do nothing. All it did was make us reduce, minimize the importance of women and having healthy relationships. It cost us money. It cost us time. It cost us energy. And we lost a lot of focus chasing asses that went up and down, bouncy, bouncy. And if we would have had, if I would have had more men telling me, and I'm not blaming it on just on those people, I'm just being honest, saying, hey, Rico, that shit not it. But they was giving me high fives. Like, yo, your thing, little man. So go ahead, Ray.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you this, though. First of all, y'all been on too much philosophical shit for me. I just want to stop y'all. Fuck right. Yeah, let's just get to the nigga shit. Let's just get to the meat and potatoes of this shit. First of all, you niggas is too horny. Let's just start. The hormones is leading all of this shit. Let's just cut it out. These conversations not going to mean a motherfucking thing, because your dick going to get hard when the wind blow. All right? And only thing that you going to learn is from your failure. That's it. Like you just said, Rico, you done did it all. Some of these niggas are crying about child support. They got many kids out this bitch. They done flat their tires. They done lost jobs. They done lost careers. All types of shit going on fucking with pussy. Now, they going to have to fail. These horny motherfuckers going to have to fail many a times for them to finally get in and say, you know what? I'm tired. I'm fucking tired. You know what I'm saying? These bitches don't want me no way. Right? I see a lot of these corny, and y'all niggas see them. Look how these niggas, grown-ass men, still thirsting over these women on this app. Look how they in this bitch performing. Just doing the most. I try to keep telling these niggas day in and day out, stop giving these fucking clubhouse women validation. These niggas are still doing it. Still fucking doing it. Because they horny. Horny as a motherfucker. So you trying to tell this grown motherfucker something. And then another thing that I don't get. How, if you fucking all of these baddies like you say you are, and you fucking so much pussy like you say, why are you still this geeked out? Explain to me, if you got pussy galore and you been fucking since a toddler, why you still on this shit so hard? Why are you still thirsting this motherfucking much? I don't fucking get it. That's how I know you niggas is lying. You niggas come on this motherfucker doing the most every day, and I'm just sitting back watching you perform like a court gesture. You
what
are
you talking
part
about,
of Ringling
nigga?
Brothers, Barnum and Bailey in this bitch. You are part of the Universal Soul Circus performing for some pussy.
Hey, Shaq,
that you ain't never gonna get in this
to?
This is ridiculous.
Ray's going in right now.
This is fucking ridiculous, and then y'all gonna act like y'all don't see the shit. Now, watch this. Every fucking time it's about to happen, I'm about to call you niggas out. So if you in the room with me and I see a nigga performing, I say, I caught your horny ass. You doing it right now. Thank yay. Thank yay for the call out. Look what you're doing. Watch this. Go ahead.
I agree with homie. It's a little dramatic, but I agree with homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas be in here praising meta pussy, man. For real. And some of the niggas that's from California, Miami, other brothers in New York, like myself, like, yo, bro, like, we got a million bad bitches out here. And y'all niggas is praising Metacoochie. You know what I'm saying? And most of the Metacoochie is just a conglomerate of down bad or crazy ass women all in one spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's... He right.
Yo, so, now, what was your point in that whole little tangent just now, Ray? What was the point? Because I got kind of knocked off a little bit, Ray.
I'm saying it ain't no problem telling these how to teach these niggas. Let them fail. They not listening to you no motherfucking way, yay? They don't give a fuck about what you got to say.
Shit.
They don't care about Rico. They don't care about C. Immaculate. They don't care about you niggas. Stack, what they gonna do? What the fuck, nigga? They don't give a fuck about what you got to say. Dick is hard. Where y'all at? Where's Dick hard? You ain't around. You ain't gonna fucking run one out for him.
Yo, Ray.
One thing Ray said.
You gotta understand, bro. In a situation like that, you gotta see the good. You gotta see the bad. Yeah, I get what Ray's saying. I do get. There's a downside to it. I don't do it, but. At the same time, nigga who do shit like that, you gotta have different person, different community, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this nigga got a freaking, you know, some chick that he's dicking down in his neighborhood. He want one from New York. You know what I'm saying? He want one from Texas. Maybe he might be around sometimes. So you gotta see it that way as well, my nigga.
So go to Texas. You don't gotta come to this raggedy ass app for a woman in Texas.
That's part of it too. Nigga have different tactics. Yeah. I don't do shit like that. I don't give a fuck. I'm happy, bro. I'm chasing money. I don't need pussy. I don't need no more pussy. But some niggas have different tactics, bro.
Flim,
stop. I say,
how you say your name?
What's up, my nigga?
Flim Pool. Your name, okay? What do you think about the title?
How can we teach men how to prioritize themselves over beauty?
Is it possible?
I'm going to speak for myself. It's not. Because you have to... Let me tell you something. The biggest gift a woman can give a nigga is a heartbreak. You're not gonna understand that.
Oh yeah, I understand that. That happened with me. I get it. Go ahead.
The biggest gift a chick can give a nigga is a heartbreak. Until you get to that point, you're gonna start realizing I need to prioritize myself. I need to love myself. Bro, since I was a JIT, I have great men in my life that be showing me the game. But I stuck on my own philosophy. I stuck in my own head, bro. Until a chick break my heart and I realize I need to prioritize myself. I need to get the bag for myself. I need to be my best version for myself. And the pussy gonna come. That's when it really hit me.
Listen.
I had to realize that myself. Yes.
Listen, man.
He's not lying, Mike.
In the words of the great Wolf of Wall Street, you will always lose money chasing hoes. You will never lose hoes chasing money because these hoes are chasing money. That's it, man. It's that simple. And as far as the clubhouse women and you dumb niggas that Ray is talking about, how many times do you gotta be in a let's get the business clear room? Where screenshots and text messages pop up before you learn, this is a for sure path to destruction. Anytime you have any little bit of vulnerability that you show to these women and y'all fall out, it will be put on the forefront for hundreds of people to judge. Now, if you are the type of man that likes to keep certain parts of your life private, I would suggest you leave the clubhouse pussy alone. Simple.
Hey, can I get a little bit of...
And we're not just talking about clubhouse, but we're talking about in totality. I don't know why we just...
Can I get a little bit of Ray Shay on the stage, man? Like, come on, man.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm asking you, bro. Like, okay, Ray, my guy, you my guy. All y'all making valid points, man. But at the end of the night, at the end of the day, bro, I'm a man, bro. I see all these beautiful women, bro. I'm seeing them app in real life alone. Like, I'm trying to do my best. I got the mentality, but still, there's a weakness side to me too, bro. Like the way they smell, the way they look when if I brush against them. Like, come on now, can I get a
what
look
the fuck race you want?
If you brush
against back, nigga.
Y'all want me to turn off my side as a man? Y'all asking me not to, like, I don't understand what y'all asking me to do.
You know what? This is what you're heavy because
Rico is.
You're heavy, V. Go ahead.
You need discipline.
Nigga tree.
But Ms. V.
It's very simple.
No, Rico, you shouldn't get no goddamn grace. You know why? Because this is the reason why we're looking like shit at this point. Everybody falls to the image of the pussy. The pussy. Not even the image too. And then by the time you turn around, you wake up, you'll be like me and Mr. Plim Plum down there, whatever, however you say his name. And it's gonna take a woman to hurt us for us to realize that, hey man, you gotta prioritize your motherfucking self. We could have been further ahead. Though that type of lifestyle is for people that don't have people around to guide them. It's people around to guide certain people. So they shouldn't even have to deal with that situation unless you just be one of them stingy-ass niggas. You think I'm telling my son to prioritize women over himself right now after I went through things, all three of them? Hell no. No, I told my son, get your shit together before you sit there and try to put a woman in your life, period.
I understand.
Get your shit together.
I understand, but
I don't even know how pretty it is.
Let me level with you, Rico. Let me hold on. Let me level with you. This shit hard as a bitch. I'm not about to sit here, Rico, and tell you that this shit ain't hard. Man, you ever seen a beautiful chocolate woman with a fat boy? I'm in Miami, gang. This shit is all around me, dog. I'm letting you know this shit every single time till this day. And I know the game. And even for that smidgen second, nigga, I will forget who the fuck I am looking at that. I'm like, damn. God damn, you fine. So I always got to pinch my snap right back. I'll be like, hey, nigga, get on focus, nigga. Boy, you remember what happened last time? Yeah, you remember what happened last time? That's why what Plim said was so, you know, key. Because honestly, if you ain't learned from that heartbreak, oh, if you ain't gone through enough, your ass about to be here doing the same shit over and over, looking like a damn goose egg, nigga. So this shit, I ain't gonna lie to you, Rico. I ain't saying that you need to turn off your shit. I don't think you can. I don't think no nigga could go ahead and turn off the fact that, hey, yo, they see a bad woman, and then for that maybe 1 second, 1 minute, 5 minutes, that your ass ain't gonna be like, damn, just adoring it. But you have to get back, nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
Back.
You gotta Temptation. Get back because your Temptation. Ass don't get back. Yeah, I gonna get left. I'm telling you, boy, this shit will get you in trouble. And let me tell you something. A woman so bad until they open their mouth, man, or they know exactly, you know what I'm saying? Or you know exactly what they really be on, bro. Okay, your ass stuck now. Yeah, stuck now. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get what you're saying, Rico. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say it like this shit is easy, man, nigga, because it's not, nigga. And I love my lady's chocolate, boy. And let me tell you something. There's some beautiful, even on Cloud, there's some beautiful ass chocolate woman on here. And I gotta go ahead and contain myself, nigga.
Let me say this. Let me say this real quick. Yo.
Pink up. Help Pink up the room. I think it's a good conversation. I didn't even think it was going to be a good conversation like this. Tell you the truth. I thought it was going to get a whole lot of trolling there. Pink up. Bring more people in so we can have this conversation. Thank you.
Yo, let me tell you this, bro. And that's why it's important at a young age. At a young age, you should build your confidence. Bro, once your confidence is there, bro, you know you can pull bad bitches, bro. You've done it several times. You've been run to the motion. You know how to do it, bro. Whenever you're in front of a beautiful chick, bro, you like, man, I know I could pull that. But I'm going to focus on my goal. I'm going to focus on living that life. I'm a black man in America. I need to get money. Once you start thinking that way, bro, it get easier, bro.
If the pussy come, it comes, bro. If it doesn't come, guess what? We still focus up in this bitch.
I still get lonely though. Y'all trying to make it seem like
I'm if you lonely, my nigga, go find some. Okay, go make yourself better. What do y'all want from me? I'm make yourself get better. Out of here. That's the thing. You should.
This is why I'm anti Rico. This is why I'm anti Rico. I still get lonely. I need a good woman by my
side. If you're lonely, you got too much time in your hand. You got too much time in your hand if you're lonely, bro. You shouldn't have enough time in your hand to feel lonely.
That's a good point.
If you're lonely, you got way too much time in your
hand. Crazy, man. I can't just work all the time, dog.
Why not? You a man.
That boy said he want that warm. Yo.
You a man. You're supposed to work all the time. What the fuck? You're making money.
Hey, bro. Once you truly learn how to prioritize yourself for real, when it becomes a thing that it's not no longer a practice, that it's just a way of life for you, none of that shit affects you no more. Like, yeah, you see a fat ass, you're like, oh, okay, that's cool. You know, you keep it moving, bro. When you really prioritize yourself for real, and you make it a way of life, that's how that shit get, bro. It get easy, bro. It start off tough. But I'm telling you, once you get to that point, that shit will not affect you the same way, bro. Let me give
you a tip right now. And if you follow that tip, you will never feel lonely again, Rico. Go to work, go to gym. After you finish with the gym, bro, you're going to be so tired, you're going to get some sleep. You ain't got time for some hoes, bro.
The gym?
No time for no pussy, my nigga.
I know you lying.
Hey, man,
he goes
man,
to the gym to look at the women.
After you beat off, because you're not getting up.
I'm a guy. I can understand what Rico's saying, but at the same time, you know, it's just a balance, bro. You got to make sure that you know you prioritizing yourself, and when that woman prioritizes you, prioritizing yourself, then hey, she can be around.
Bro, when you prioritize yourself, bro, you're gonna walk around with certain confidence, bro. You're not even gonna need to try, my nigga. Chicks are automatic. Damn, he fine. Let me try to get. That's how you gonna be, bro. Cause you on your purpose. You working with a certain confidence. You bettering yourself.
Hey. I need yams, dog.
Hey, yo, Plim.
Man, we control you, man. He knows.
Yo,
this, man.
You know, you want to know something, Plim? And I'm gonna keep it a band with you. Women wanted me more when I didn't prioritize them. You know what I'm saying? When women be like, oh, you ain't hit me up, you ain't call. Listen, shorty, I'm busy. I got a schedule. I got shit that I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I can't be sitting around all day just calling and texting you. I call you when I can. That shit turns them the fuck on, bro. I'm telling you.
Hey, that's a fact, bro. It's more of a mental thing.
Yeah, it's more of like a mental attachment thing that women, when they have like this attachment style where they don't want to lose a man, that's what drives them crazy because they're not a priority. It has nothing to do with turning them on.
A woman will never be my main priority, gang. Never.
And that's, I mean, that's fine. That's fine.
Never. Will never be my number one priority.
They are my priority.
Hey, man, look.
It's about fourth or fifth on my list, man.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. Yo, V, when I be in the gym, I be looking at them squatting too. There's motivation.
I know. Y'all are sick.
No, ain't like nothing. Listen. If I'm sick, shit, you damn right. I got COVID-19. You goddamn right. What I'm supposed to do? Deny myself as a motherfucker, man. It give me motivation, bro. I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Now I gotta go ahead and go real hard. You feel
what I'm saying? I know. That's what y'all do. See, when we go hard in the gym, like on leg day, I know niggas are like peacocks. Like y'all want to show out and go harder in the gym. Y'all are funny
like that. Hey, listen, it is. Listen, it is what it is.
Y'all trying to tell me the guy in the
boardroom. I don't care about none of that. Question. It is what it is. Judge me. I'm sick.
You don't want to keep it real, see? Y'all trying to tell me the guy in the corporate boardroom, he more happier because he got the numbers board versus the guy who wife just got off top of him in the morning? Like up top.
Yes. And I'm gonna tell you why. Man. I'm gonna tell you why, bro. Because that guy, bro, he got more status. He got more status, he got more money, and guess what? As soon as he step outside, bro, There's like 20 chicks ready to freaking put hands on him. Because he's on his purpose, bro. The fact that he's on his purpose, bro, his confidence is there, his status is there, his money is there, bro. When he step outside, he's like a chick magnet anyway, bro. So shit like that don't matter to him, bro.
Yo, Rico.
My first
check when I got in the real estate industry was for $27,000 at one time, right?
Sniper, you got three girls that don't count.
No, it was $10,000. It was $10,000. I remember that story.
No, this nigga got three girls
that don't count.
The $10,000 check was from a rental. I'm talking about an actual house purchase. It was $27,000, right? When I got that check, bro, to this day, ain't no pussy ever make me feel more like a man than that. I'm going to be honest.
Pussy, like, why you got three girls then, Snipe?
Pussy never feel better than money, man.
Bro, and let me tell you something.
I have two.
Yo, boys, tell me something. How you a black man in America, bro, and you don't prioritize your fucking purpose, bro? Making money, living in luxurious. How you don't prioritize some shit like that, my nigga?
What if Miss V was my
purpose? Y'all do the same thing in Great Britain too. Y'all got money more than ours. You feel
me? Let me say something.
Y'all do the same fucking. Y'all suffer the same thing we suffer.
Go ahead, content.
I don't know who bro is, but he being disingenuous. It's degenerates on every part of this earth. So I'm pretty sure it's a bunch of bombs in Britain too. So I'ma just say this, bro. We gotta stop with this bullshit, cause we can all agree every man don't discover their purpose at the same time. Some of us not gonna understand our true purpose till we in our 50s. That's if God allows us to live that long. So we kinda gotta stop judging people. Like, I was lucky enough to where I was raised with a very strong work ethic, and I've always been very ambitious, right? Very ambitious since early, and I seen some early success. Now, mind you, it was me fucking around with shit I shouldn't have been doing, but I was able to get into trucking. I was able to go see the world, do a bunch of other shit, and I'm going to tell you, that shit is rare. I've had my own place since I was 18 years old. I'm not making this shit up. Since I've been 18, I've been paying bills. The first 2-3 years of that being 18, paying all the bills, I was struggling like a motherfucker. I'm not going to lie to you. But my point being is this. There are some of us, bro, that have never left our mama house, and we in these rooms. I'm saying the word we, but I do not live in my mama house. I have not lived in nobody's house in, damn near 20 years now? But the point that I'm making, a lot of us still ain't figured out our purpose, and we can't knock the next man because we don't know what that look like. Everybody don't have the gifts that we have. Some of us are smarter than others. We can all agree on that. Some of these niggas are fucking idiots, right? And you got to show these niggas some grace because we got idiots in our family. You know what I'm saying? We all got a cousin that just can't figure this shit out, and you like, damn, bro, like, your daddy was this, your brother doing good, but you just fucked up. We all know these people, so we gotta cut motherfuckers some slack. That's all I'm saying. Some of us still don't know our purpose, so I get what y'all saying, but we gotta encourage each other instead of just telling motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, calling each other names and shit. But some of y'all in this room, you know what I'm saying, you're not gonna figure the shit out till you 45, and once you figure it out, we still gonna embrace you with open arms, like, as long as you got on the train, my nigga. But you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of us in here criticizing other people, and we don't got our shit together. Like, y'all got to remember, we have conversations in other rooms. So I hate when y'all poke y'all checks out like y'all them that nigga too. Some of y'all got $75 in y'all checking account waiting on Friday to get here. And it ain't nothing wrong with that. We all figuring this shit out.
But content, so what did I live with my mom, bro? Like, my mama love me. What's going on? It's okay. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm saving for bigger and better things.
Bro, I was not talking about you, bro.
But I'm just saying, like, so what if I live with my mama, though? What's wrong with me living with my mama?
At some point, that shit ain't even no option, bro. Unless you told me that you paid the house off and she lived with you. But nah, hell nah. You gotta be a king of your kingdom, but you can't do that under your mama.
My mama said, as long as she alive, I got a home, so I'm good. The basement is just fine for me. My mama said, I ain't gonna let you shame me. I love my mama house.
But my mama said.
Nah, I ain't knocking nobody's situation, but we can all agree it's a different conversation when you've been holding down a household 5-6 years compared to a nigga that never left their mama house. They just don't understand. They do not understand the stress that's on your fucking shoulders to keep shit going on, and you might be dealing with a bitch that's working against you. So look, they just don't understand because they don't have that burden on their shoulder.
Well, I get it a little bit.
You know, I felt that shit right there.
I get it a little bit. I see my mama stress when she got to pay bills, and I just give her a pep talk. You know what I'm saying? And I go right back downstairs and jump on Call of Duty with the bros.
I'm not playing with you, bro.
Yeah, but content, yeah. It's the truth, though, man. Niggas want to know the certain struggles you got to do, even if you're trying to keep shit together by demeaning yourself, putting yourself down as a man. And even in those situations, you got to be able to be strong and start prioritizing yourself. Even in that situation, you get what I'm saying? That's when you really need the most.
You know how embarrassing it is to have a female company and she come over and she be like, damn, what's wrong with the, oh yeah, the water off. I mean, I'm still working my 1-2s going through this shit, but I done been through that shit. Water off, sometimes the gas off. I already did all that shit younger, so I understand. So I be telling motherfuckers,
like, over. How's she gonna wash her pussy?
Man, nigga, I still need some pussy, bro. She supposed to wash up at the house. So I'm just saying, I can, what's the word, empathize with people. But at the same time, you got to be wanting more. You got to be pushing for more. And you got to stay away from motherfuckers who content. Like, that was the hardest thing for me to do, bro, was let go of my friends who was content with the way that the world was and how shit was. You know what I'm saying? You can't be around those people because they dream killers, bro.
Listen, man. At my mom's house, she got the biggest, most plush towel and rag collection.
Will you stop it with the trolling already, brother?
I'm just saying, man. Like, she has, like, the most beautiful and versatile assortment of candles. So when Shorty come over to the basement, like, it's laid. I ain't never had no problems, though. I smashed a couple models in my mama's basement. I don't know what y'all talking about.
They ain't want to take you out of that motherfucker, I tell you that much.
I mean, I tried to live with it, you know. Shorty tried to move me, and it didn't work. I'd much rather have been at my mama's house, I'm going to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, can all the trolls go home? This is a real serious conversation. Real serious topic.
No, it's a bro.
Being that most of you niggas on the stage got y'all shit together, I expect more.
You know what I'm saying? It's a fact, bro. It's a fact. Like, dudes ask me all the time, yo, how you get these type of women in your mama house? I got all this stuff, and I can't get these women. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, yo, bro, I don't know how I get these women in my mama basement. I don't know how I do it.
You don't live there no more. Are you talking about your past life? You don't live there anymore.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Not with two women and a daughter. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, bro. Listen, my mama basement about 2,500 square feet alone.
Don't put your mother on the phone.
Nah, she's not here.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. Get your lying ass out of here.
She's on holiday.
I'm sorry. You did sorry?
She's on holiday with her friends.
Okay, brother. You on mute. You're on show today. I don't want to hear. You don't choke. Real smack. Sorry, you there, sorry? Mm-mm. Sorry, I'm beating it.
Some of these women on this app done been in my mama's basement before I renounced all of the clubhouse women. They done been in my mama's basement popping that Putang pie. Absolutely.
Put a name on it, sniper. Let's be messy. If you want to do that.
I smoke a lot, so I can't exactly remember. So fuck. You're gonna have to give me some time to think about that.
My mom was home.
You know, I know Nacho will come to my mama's basement. Absolutely.
No, she won't.
Yes, she will.
Mm-hmm. Nacho's not coming here.
From the Rocky Mountains to the basement. Let's get it.
I'm over here minding my sweet, lovely business.
Your little biracial. Your little biracial business.
Name. I can't even stay in the cool.
You know you gotta come say hi to Daddy when he here.
You really trying to get me in trouble?
I'm trying to get you.
Goodness
in trouble.
Gracious, I'm taking my kids to the zoo.
Oh, look at that!
I gotta take my kids to the dentist tomorrow.
I just took my daughter to Six Flags last week, and I'm trying to see where we gonna go this weekend, or we just gonna stay in the basement. Feel me?
But yeah, I think that if men were taught how to prioritize themselves, a lot of shit that we're going through right now, cattiness, worrying about what everybody else is doing, I think it should go well. Sorry. I'm speaking from experience, and I'm putting myself as one of those men that was stuck in that zone at one point. Not a lot of men gonna do that. I'm serious though. So what I did in return, start teaching my boys, my sons. Man, I get mad as hell my 19-year-old tell me he got a girlfriend. I tell him, man, didn't I tell you what about your goddamn self? Because you're gonna be calling me for money, but you're really gonna be calling money for you can spend on your little girlfriend. I ain't about to take care of you and your girlfriend, as I said. Now he want me to buy my car. I'm gonna do that regardless for an infinity. But at the same time, I told him, like, listen, your uncle, your grandfather got a. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me or nah?
Nah, you good. Proceed, you good.
Like, your grandfather.
I got five in the basement.
Yeah, your grandfather has a company. Go work for him. And if you still need money after that, I got you. All depends on what you're trying to get. Now I'm trying to teach him how to be responsible. Other week, he called me and asked me he come down here because him and his moms ain't getting together. They ain't getting along. And off instincts, I said, yeah. But I called him back. I said, you need to think about what you want to do because you're in college up there. And at the same time, you can't keep running from your problems. Your mom's. If you're arguing with your mom, maybe you need to check yourself to see why she keep on arguing with you. Can't just keep on running. And I said, I hope you got rid of that little girlfriend you got, that she can be a distraction as well. He said, yeah, they broke up. But I don't want my sons having girlfriends until they're established, because I know how much that really means to women. You got to be established. I mean, you tell me what I'm wrong at. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's a fact. And at that age, they could ruin each other's lives. Because they start to get introduced to all of these feelings that they don't know how to navigate. You know what I'm saying? Like I told my daughter, well, didn't tell my daughter, the plan I got for my daughter, because, you know, she young, she a baby. We ain't going to have no serious dating, sweetheart, until college is finished. Until some type of vocational school is finished. At least until you have a career path that you're able to embark on, and instead of relying on a man, you know? I prefer for my daughter to start seriously dating when she's around 23, 24. So she has some type of education to fall back on. But I also don't want her to over-prioritize her career and end up like these successful, bitter-ass old women on Clubhouse. So there's got to be...
She has been experienced, right?
Yeah, it's got to be the healthy median. You know what I'm saying?
I talk to my daughter like that now. Yeah, we can't hear you. So, Swan down there? No. I was saying, shit, I tell my daughter now, she's 11. She's scary to me, man. She's a small lemon too. Oh, bruh. Oh, my God. I can't. I don't know. I'm trying to prepare myself for certain shit, my guy. I don't think that shit gonna prepare me for what I'm gonna have to do with. If she end up being one of those little weak, vulnerable women. But I have been noticing that she got a little snapback at me now. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to teach her how to be weak. But then I can also be a weakness for her too. You know what I'm saying? The strength be a weakness too. So I don't know. That shit hard, bro. Like I said, I know for my young men, oh, my daughter deal with somebody that has the mentality that I have now, at least part of it. But I know she can go through a heartbreak. Like, I know that I'm not gonna stand. I'm gonna go kill this nigga. Nah, I'm not gonna do all of that. She gonna learn like I had to learn. Him to himself too. But I can't say for her brothers. I teach all of them how to fight. All my sons. I got a big one too. I got 12, 6 feet at 12 is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So then my other one, he might end up coming down here. Like I said, if we teach men certain ways to be, your daughter won't have to worry about it from a sniper. My daughter won't have to worry about it, but everybody ain't going to teach their kids how to prioritize themselves.
Hey, listen, man, I ain't worried about my daughter. She got her uncles, my little brothers. I told you one of my little brothers is about to be 17, and he's 6'10". I got another little brother that's, what, 6'3"? He like 254. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about none of that. You know, the cavalry is there.
Yeah, but they can't do nothing. They're going to be grown by the time then. You're going to need a young boy to whip on that boy ass. You know
to the hell they can. My little brother about to be 17. So that means when my daughter's around that age, he's going to be like 20, 26, 27.
Yeah, he's going to be old. He's going to jail.
Fuck it. We got the bail money. Slap the shit out of the little homie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's how my family get down. Like, yo, we about to do this. Get the bail money together. We about to do something for the family. All right, cool. I remember one time, dude tried to get crazy with my moms. We told our sisters, like, yo, get that bail money ready because we gonna do homeboy bad.
That's yeah, exactly. We always do that, too. I'm not gonna lie.
That's exactly what we did.
What are you doing? Chopping up food?
Nah, I'm on a site. We just bought some land. We about to put a building up, so I'm on a site.
Conte, you there, Conte? When? Hey, Conte, you there, bro? Not the end of this shit. I think I got enough. All right, y'all.